The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 9 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, everybody. I'm Steve.
Hey, Steve.
This step is a definite inspired step. I will demonstrate that from a story I'm going to share. I lived with my parents on and off till the time I was about 30 years old, and about, let's see, 18 years of my life, I struggled with many sorts of addictions. I was extremely selfish, and I just trampled over my parents. My dad, let me explain a little bit of his character. He would never do anything. He never spanked me as a kid. He never hit me as a man. And he was a big guy. I'm sure if he wanted to, he could make me listen to him. But the type of man my dad was is when I'd be running around in my addiction, he was able to see it on my face, and he knew what I was doing. As I was running around, even at my worst, when I was on heroin with scars up and down my arms, my dad would see me busy, and then he'd step in front of me, and he wouldn't move out of my way. And he'd grab me by my shoulders and just stare into my eyes and say, "Son, I love you. I am so proud of you." Even at my worst. You know, for those split moments when my dad would do that, all the darkness and chaos that surrounded me in my life would dissipate, and he was actually talking to me. He was talking to his son. He wasn't speaking to the drug addict. And it was that kind of love that ultimately pulled me out of my addiction. When I was in Salt Lake County Jail, I had the opportunity to spend 7 months there. And, you know, a couple months into that, I was reflecting on how bad I had been treating my dad for so long. And he just took it, and he just loved his son, and that's just all there was to it. So I had this very heavy burden weighing on my chest that I needed to get off. I I told him sorry so many times that he wouldn't believe me if I got out of jail and said, "Dad, I'm sorry. Please forgive me." That wasn't good enough for me. After I got out of jail, I was able to continue in this program and really, you know, put my shoulder to the plow and do the work. 6 months went by. My dad, I could see it in his face a lot of the time. He's worried if I was high, but it wasn't like that this time. It was me getting my life together, and he saw that and recognized that. Just like it says here, it says, in taking step 9, you must avoid becoming discouraged if others do not receive your apologies well, or if they do not believe you have really changed. Making amends may take time and patience. Give others time to realize that this time is different. This time, you are not making empty promises. You are living to receive a complete remission of your addiction and character weaknesses. Eventually, abstinence and changed behavior will speak for themselves. I apologize to my dad almost on a daily basis, and I told him how much I loved him. And he passed away April 17th of 2010. And the day that he passed away, my mom called me. I came over there. His body was still warm, and I bent over him, and I begged him to stay here because I didn't want to lose that kind of love. Later that day, the next door neighbor of my dad came over, and it was after they had moved his body out. And he said, "You know, I was talking to your dad today, and he was telling me how proud of you he was." That was one of the last things that my dad was talking about on this earth. I'm so thankful that I listened and really got with it and worked these steps. Because if I hadn't have done that, I would have some pretty serious regrets right now. I'm thankful for a father's unconditional love and how he never left his son it's amazing to me. I see it in the similitude of the way Heavenly Father really loves us, and it's so unconditional if we would just accept it. I love you guys. Thank you for letting me share tonight. I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Steve.
The full episode for Step 9 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.